Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe,
a program for spiritual enlightenment. I am your host in this show, and I just want to let you know how much I love doing this show. I really do. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I greet you in peace and always will. This is just the most exciting opportunity in my life at present. Also, I want to just let you know that you're listening to bbsradio.com. And just to start out today, I want to talk to you a little bit about finding out about Tantra on the web. You know, a lot of times people call me and they say, you know, how can I choose a Tantra teacher? How can I find out more information? What can you tell me? Often, you know, they ask me things like, well, what do I do in my course? And myself, I have a 13-minute film on my website, which is shot, you know, and it's a promo piece that was shot at my Bliss Workshop, which is my first level Tantra course. Early on, when I first had my website, when I first developed my website, which is about 10, 11 years ago, I remember going to another website which had so much information, and I'm telling you about this because maybe you heard the show that I did with Moses Ma. I don't know that where we found out about One Tantra and what all that's going on, the big buzz that's going on about Moses and Adam bringing Tantra to the world through, you know, combined action on the internet. And, or maybe you've gone to tantra.com. But one of the most extensive websites on the subject of Tantra, where you can actually do some e-learning and get some courses, is due to the person who's my guest today. You know, it's very wise for you, if you're interested in Tantra, to not only listen to programs like mine and hear from lots of Tantra teachers, but also to, like, do some roaming around the web and really find out what vibes with you. You know, I've told you many times that it's a mistake to believe that you have to have a partner to practice Tantra. You don't. You actually can prepare your own temple, your own body, by doing Tantra practices yourself. And then if you don't have a partner, it's very easy to call one in based on clearing yourself out, doing Tantra techniques. So I just want to let you know that it is possible to do distance learning in Tantra, and it's also wonderful when you can get with a teacher, when you can get with somebody. You can have both and. So that's my appetizer message for today. I want to tell you a little bit about my guest. His name is Somraj, and he's the co-founder of TantraTahoe.com. That's TantraTahoe, like as in Lake Tahoe. .com. He's a teacher and an author, and he calls his subject Supreme Bliss Tantra. You can, and as I just said, you can find hundreds of web pages and free articles about Tantra on his website. He has links to many ebooks, and he has coaching and Tantra training services. So I'm going to see if he's there. Somraj, are you with us?
Yes, hi, Lori, I am.
Good. I'm so happy to have you as my guest today. We've been trying to connect this way for a long time, so I'm very, very happy to have you. And I want to ask you, first of all, just to get started, you know, when did you first know about Tantra and become interested in it?
Well, like most of my male tantric friends, it was a woman, or a couple actually, mm-hmm. who got me involved in Tantra. We wanted to make our sex life and our love life better, and it's been a long, wonderful journey since then.
Well, so how long ago was that?
It was in the mid-90s, over 10 years ago. My ex-wife was raised Catholic and had trouble really owning her sexuality, so she dragged me. I was admittedly reluctant at the beginning to this weird kind of spiritual thing where we breathed and focused on our bodies, and to be honest, I didn't really get it at the beginning.
Right. So then what happened? I mean, you know, you didn't get it at the beginning, so how long did it take you?
Actually, the turning point was meeting a Tantra teacher, my current wife, Jeffrey Taltrees, and life with her, just connection with her, sexual and every other way, was so exciting and freeing that I started studying with her, with Margot Nunn, who was her teacher, and we did the year-long training, and shortly after started doing our own workshops.
Wow, so it's great. So I love that you said you went, you were dragged along. You know, I don't love that you were, but I love that you shared that, because I feel that a lot of times it's difficult for couples to first get started in Tantra, because sometimes one wants to do it and the other one doesn't want to do it, and the other one doesn't really get it, just like what you said.
It's pretty typical with couples who come to see us, yes.
Yeah. So what happens? Like when the light goes on at some point and somebody realizes what they're into, can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's a very, very clear incident in my mind.
Yeah, tell
us. Early in my relationship with Jeffrey, I came up to her house in Tahoe. That's why we live in Lake Tahoe and have TantraTahoe.com. Beautiful place in the mountains away from crowds and traffic and pollution and stuff. And I came up to enjoy just a weekend in the forest with her, and she had a couple old friends who were very free and open. And she said, well, would you guys like to have a little half a day Tantra session? I'll just do an introductory course based on what I'm studying with Margot. And we all said, sure. I was so infatuated, I'd say yes to anything at that point.
Yeah.
And so we did. She taught us a little bit about energy, probably the most important part of Tantra to any of us today. And she did this exercise. I leaned back against the couch sitting on the floor, and she leaned against my chest with her back against my chest. So I really wasn't touching her, except her spine was against my chest. And she did this breathing process where she had three or four orgasms. And I had just come from a relationship with a non-orgasmic woman, so I was pretty blown away that you could do that without touching.
Right.
And that's when I decided, I got to learn this stuff.
That's so great. That's so fantastic. You must have been so turned on.
I was. And I was pretty lousy at sex at that point, even though I thought I was a great lover. But I hadn't incorporated the tantric energetics. So I didn't even know what I didn't know.
Right. So that's another really important point you just hit on. You know, a lot of times people feel that, and I don't know if this is more men than women. It could be, you know, and it might not be. People feel that they're really great lovers, and they come to find out that they're not. And that's like an ego busting right there. So, you know, how did, you know, it's like amazing to feel that, like to actually have you even say that as well. You know, that you thought you were a great lover and you weren't, and then you hadn't incorporated these energetics. Just, really great stuff. So you took to it. You started studying it and you took to it. You did the year long teacher training that Margot was offering, and then you became Tantra teachers. And so that's been quite some time now. About how long have you been teaching?
Oh, gee. Well, we started teaching in the late 90s and started writing right after the millennium, 2001. That's when we started expanding our website and writing down with how to step-by-step instructions in our e-books the various aspects of Tantra that we teach people when they come to see us live.
So how many ebooks do you have in total?
Nine
ebooks.
And I'm working on the best one right now.
And that is?
It's called Pleasuring Yoni, the tantric word for vagina. Pleasuring Yoni by Hand and Mouth.
Nice.
It started out as an erotic massage book, and I've always wanted to write a tantric oral sex book. And I couldn't distinguish the two because it's the same glorious sacred territory that we are pleasuring. So I've expanded it into Pleasuring Yoni by Hand and Mouth.
Sounds really good. So it's going to be an e-book.
Yes.
Are any of your books in paperback as well, or hardback?
There are a couple of them. very cooperative publisher in the Bay Area, Ulysses Press, has taken two of them. My first and bestseller, which was for men, Ultimate Premature Ejaculation Mastery, and turned it into a print book that you can get at Borders or online at Amazon. They don't always have it in stock because it's a little bit obscure, but I know you can order them at all the big ones. And then with the success of that a few years ago, then they took a book that me and Jeffrey, my wife, wrote together, which is Tantric G-Spot Orgasm and Female Ejaculation for Women. And they turned that into a book. And actually, they've changed the names a little bit. The first one they call Male Multiple Orgasm. So that's what you have to search for.
The first one they call Male Multiple Orgasm, that's the one about...
Premature Ejaculation for Men.
Okay.
And the second one is just called simply Female Ejaculation.
Okay. So now let's go back to you a little bit, and then we'll tell people how to get in touch with you and stuff. But
oh, my favorite subject.
Let's talk a little bit about how Tantra has changed your life, or transformed your life, actually. I like to use that word better.
Well, you know, I should have said before when you asked me, Lori, what's my favorite part of talking about Tantra? It's probably that, how it's changed me.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us, what were you like before, and what are you like now?
Well, I was a successful management guy. I was a consultant, and I flew around the world teaching workshops to big businesses, companies like IBM and Motorola and Chevron. And so I did what makes a guy successful in the world. My mind was focused. It was full of good information. I set goals. I pushed myself to achieve those goals. And I had to push hard because things don't come to me easy. But eventually, after years and years, I got to be known in my field, which was specifically team building and people skills. And I got to be successful. And I was actually helping people in much the same way Tantra does, but this was in the business relationship world.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to Tantra and found out that there was inner energy I needed to listen to, what one of my favorite spiritual teachers calls your inner being speaking to you, I found out I was listening to a completely different radio station, which was the mind and the programming of the world about what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And when I had to start listening to my energy percolating inside, it was a long learning curve. And I say it this way to say to other mental type A, successful, go for it kind of people, especially guys in the world, but there are many women as well, that this is a wonderful thing if you temper it with the spiritual inner life of Tantra.
Yeah. You know, I just want to tell you something. I was in that same world. I'm an organization development consultant, and you know, I was in the corporate world. I was one of the guys. I mean, I just, you know, was really successful also at that. And from time to time, I still do some of that because it's fun. I like being in both worlds. But I just what you just said. I was one of those women who had so much masculine energy, and I could just be, you know, I make a joke now. I say to people that I could smoke a cigar in any boardroom with any guys. And Tantra actually tempered my whole being into the feminine. Like, I'm so a goddess now, and I'm so, when it hit me that I could be in a goddess, my whole world shifted, my whole look shifted, my body shifted, my everything about me and my environment shifted. I changed everything in my life to the world of Tantra. So if we have that in common. That's amazing. I didn't know that about you.
Well, it is amazing, and because we both developed our inner feminine.
Right.
Neither of which apparently were leading at the time. And it's an excellent aspect of Tantra to introduce to your listeners, which, of course, we use the fancy Hindu god and goddess Shiva and Shakti in Tantra to represent the archetypal male energy, That's Shiva and the archetypal female, the Shakti energy. Because that's another way to really position what goes on when someone gets involved in Tantra, as you and I did, is we expanded the other side of the male-female polarity and came into more balance. I believe that's what you did, and I know for sure that's what I've done. Why I don't say, guys, you have to be feminine and wear skirts to get into Tantra. No way. You just have to expand the feeling, sensitive, nurturing, loving, connecting side of your being, which maybe isn't as developed, marry that with the go-for-it leadership qualities that we identify with Shiva, the dominant male force in Tantra, and you have the best love affair in the world, the inner male and female being harmonious and in love inside each of us.
Yeah, so good, so good. Well, on that note, we're going to take a little break. I want to come back to that again, though. There's some more stuff in there that I want to talk to you about. So if you just tuned in, everybody, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. You can write to me anytime at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com to ask me questions about my show, questions about my guests. And also you can make suggestions of topics you want to hear or people that you want me to interview. Please feel free. My guest today is Samraj, and he's from Tantra in Tahoe, and you would get in touch with him by going to his website, tantra@tahoe.com, and we're going to be right back. Please stay tuned.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Laurie Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Well, we're back, and if you're just tuning in, this is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers. You're listening to bbsradio.com, and my guest today is Samraj from Tantra at Tahoe. Samraj, the stuff you were just talking about before we went to break was so great. The thing about what men, you know, how it affects men, you know, one of the things I say, and I'm fairly certain that you'll agree, is I like all of us to be able to receive. You know, the blessings and the abundance in the universe is so enormous. And most of us are so busy doing that we don't have time to receive, to actually be and get. And so that doing movement, that doing, being imbalanced in the do mode of the male polarity, keeps us feeling, not abundant. Keeps us feeling like we keep having to do more to get. And there's almost no room for anything to land. Is that your experience as well?
I think that busyness is certainly an aspect of the mind that the spiritual aspect of Tantra really helps us quiet and come into our own center and our own inner being.
Yeah, I mean, but also to be able to receive from another. You know, like part of it is to be able to receive pleasure from another, which is what your book is about, you know, the pleasure in yoni with mouth and hand. You know, to get somebody who's in their male polarity to even lay back and not want to hurry up and finish, then start working on you. It's just, I don't know, the ability to just receive seems to be so missing, at least in the Western world and certainly in the U.S. I mean, people go, what, I actually can get pleasure? Amazing. So, yeah. Also, I wanted to tell you, too, that, you know, when I started my tantric path, which was in 96, I didn't know that would happen to me, but one day I woke up and I could feel that my male and female were married inside.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it wasn't a side effect that anyone told me about. It was just something that I felt inside, being, you know, oh, I'm whole now. I'm whole and complete. So,
well, as we started talking about how Tantra has changed our lives, I think that's one of the first impacts that I became aware of. I was in Margot's year-long training called the Love and Ecstasy Training, where we studied love, sex, and the energy of those that we could create abundantly and exchange with somebody. And so the practices were highly erotic after the creating of a sacred space and a environment. And yet, though we were working on sex and sexual energy, what was shifting inside of me was my values vis-a-vis the male-female energy balance. And I remember distinctly one turning point. We took a day out of one of our long residential sessions to spend just with our gender, meaning I was supposed to be with the guys.
Yeah.
And the way the guys were, they were doing guy things, you know. I can't even remember because I didn't go in the room very much, but they were, you know, they were hooting and hollering and patting each other's chest and doing the kind of Robert Bly workshops of building the masculine energy, which certainly does need to be revered in society when it's pure and spiritual. But it made me nauseous. I was recoiling at the pushiness, the way that I and so many other guys come onto women too strong and overpower the good sense and the grace within them, that spiritual quality that makes the goddess so desirable. And I had flipped during that time, not really consciously at the beginning, of course, and it really made me recoil at being a guy.
Oh, I see. So you had something internally, a shift, a paradigm shift had taken place inside of you, and you didn't actually realize it until then.
Yeah, it took a little longer to become conscious and to have things come in balance. So I don't want to scare people to say, hey, go to Tantra training and you'll be nauseous about your partner or your own gender. That's not what I mean. But sometimes when we hit a wall and we bounce off and we stand up and we go, what was that wall inside that I've been resisting? And you look at it and it dissolves. Sometimes initially it's a bit of a shock. But if you do the most important part of Tantra, which is look inside, then things resolve very, very sweetly.
Yeah, that's so true. Really, so true.
Which, of course, is where I came up with my hopefully someday famous rule about relationships.
And that is?
Somraja's relationship rule. When you look inside, things get better in your relationship. And when you look at your partner, they get worse. Does that make sense at first glance?
What I think you're saying is that if you're looking to your partner to do something different, change, be a certain way, or you're blaming your partner for something that's not happening in the relationship, things get worse. And if you look to yourself one of my teachers was Werner Erhard. I don't know if we share that in common, but what I used to say, promise what's not there. Like,
yes.
Whatever it is that you're desiring, you promise it, even though you think the other person should be doing it. You promise it, and then somehow it gets created. So, is that what you mean?
Absolutely right, yeah. All you can really change is your inner world, and I often give our clients this kind of advice, especially the singles who are craving a partner they don't have.
Yeah.
And a great example of that came a dear friend of mine who, he dabbles in Tantra, but we've just been very, very close. In fact, he even took out a DNA test to see if we were really long-lost brothers. We weren't, but we have that kind of camaraderie. And so I try to help him because he hasn't really found the perfect tantric partner for many, many years after a failed marriage. But he's been with a woman who's very wonderful in many ways. She loves me and Jeffrey, and we get along really well. But he, like so many of his other partners, he quibbled about them. He would find fault. And there was things that she was doing he didn't like. She drank a little too much, or she gave her daughter more time and space than him, her lover. And he was just, and I'd seen him go through this cycle many times before, and it got to the point where I couldn't really tell him the same advice anymore.
Right.
My relationship rule, look at yourself. But he knew I was thinking that. And one day, I said, how are things? And he said, oh, they're wonderful. She did this, and she was really great, and we had a great time, and we're so much in love, and our sex life is really great. And I went, that's incredible. What shifted? He said, oh, nothing. This is the life we've always had, and I'm enjoying it. So finally, I pinned him down a couple of months later, and I said, you made this dramatic shift. It's so fantastic. And he said, well, I stopped thinking about what was wrong, and I stopped thinking about what I liked inside about being with her.
Oh, so good. So, so good. So he got it finally. It just took him a while.
And to me, that's the kind of paradigm shifts that happen when you get Tantra in your body. And, of course, so many people think about it as a sexual practice, and, yeah, it makes our sex lives tremendous and growing, and I can't even say I've arrived at being a great lover yet. There's so much more to explore. But the journey is so fantastic in Tantra, but not just because of the pleasure in my body or my partner's body. It's because when you do it with consciousness, this looking at yourself and your relationship to the world around you, how you resist it or accept it, what you want to change, what you want to enjoy. When you look at the world that way, piqued by sex or relationship or your partner pushing your buttons or the stock market going down or whoever it might be, suddenly your world unfolds like a blossom in spring.
Yeah, what a great surprise that is when that happens. So good. Well, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back. I'm talking today with Samraj from Tantra at Tahoe, and he is just explaining the exquisiteness of Tantra, like why you out there would even want to learn Tantra or practice Tantra. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to a piece of music called Telang Tantra by Prem Joshua, and it's on Prem Joshua's Shiva Moon CD. It's one of my favorite CDs. I use it in everything that I do. I use the whole CD, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you could pick it up, it's just fantastic. Prem Joshua is a very prolific musician who makes a lot of kind of tantric chill music, so hopefully that was a great selection for you today. If you've just tuned in, this is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe. On it's a program for spiritual enlightenment, and my guest today is Simraj, who is talking to us about the changes that take place in you, inside you, when you practice Tantra, and he's putting it in such a great way. So that in case your resistance comes up along the way, you can actually know that there's some inspiration, that there's encouragement to keep going. He's putting it in a great way. So Simraj, we're back, and you know, we left off there with such sweetness. I wanted to ask you if there was anything that you thought maybe to warn people about. Every once in a while, I like to say that, you know, I like to ask my guests, is there anything you would warn people about when they're starting to embark in Tantra?
Well, we touched on the common dynamic that one member of a partnership, the wife or the husband, is more interested and drags the other along, like I was in the beginning. In fact, I remember the first male tantrika to give me some advice about following my woman's energy. I understood nothing of what he said, and I stormed out of the coaching session in anger and didn't talk to him for a month. He was very sweet. We're friends today. But I just didn't really get it. And so I wanted to maybe tell that story to couples where one is more interested than the other and how that happens. When we primarily do training privately for couples or singles, because we find we can focus much more on what's up for them, the energy that's flowing, and the dynamics between them. Mm-hmm. And the most common dynamic, it's not always the man, but let's just take that as an example. A man is interested in having more tantric sex, or he wants his wife to have more orgasms, whatever his dilemma might be sexually is often the case. And he gets her agreement, and he drags her to some kind of tantra training. We always talk to people, both interview the desires and the preferences and the resistances of both, so we don't allow somebody to be dragged. It has to be willing to get involved in tantra.
Right, of course.
But even then, when a couple comes and we start talking about the Shiva Shakti balance, or the male dominance, female dominance, or the different masculine feminine energies, and on an intellectual basis, we can read that on the web. You can see it in our ebooks, and you can experience that, or somebody can tell you that in a coaching session. And that's a very early principle that we share with our client couples. And something like this may often happen. The guy says, I really get that. I've got to follow the sexual energy of my wife so it can expand. And he says, fine. And he turns to his wife and he says, honey, let's do this practice now in front of them. You get the joke?
You mean let's do it now in front of them?
Well, he is the one who suggests the exercise. She may or may not want to do it in public, you're right.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, he gets, I need to follow her energy, he says intellectually.
Oh, I see.
And then he goes right back to his energetic programming, which is, I'm Shiva, I'm in charge, I lead. Honey, let's do this.
Let's do it right now. I got it. I really
and
get
so,
it.
And so the whole idea of gentle sir, the God incarnate in front of us, may I humbly suggest you turn to your wife and you look at her and you feel her energy and you look into her eyes and you ask her what she'd like to work on next. And that's pretty dramatic demonstration of this male-female balance we were talking about. But it's, you don't get it from just one example. This is something, I don't know about your awakening of your of your male side, Lori, but for me, it was a lot of fits and starts over a year or two before I got to this place where I could say, okay, now I'm doing the male thing. Okay, now I'm doing the female thing. Okay, which one do I want? And do it consciously.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know if it was so conscious like that for me, but I think it's great that you incorporated it that way, you know, that you actually, you know, were so conscious. Now I'm in my male side. Now I'm doing the female thing. Now I'm doing the male thing. That's, it's extraordinary. For me, I don't know. I just, I had an experience in a puja where the Shivas were honoring me in such a way that had never happened in my life before. You know, the awakening happened, you know, through tears, and they were kissing my feet and they were kissing my belly. And I know somewhere inside me, I didn't feel deserving of it. I actually, there was some shame. There was, you know, I can actually relive it now. I felt so moved and touched, and yet there was a piece of me that was so tender in there that was like hiding. And so they were kissing me, and I remember just feeling after that, the experience was so powerful that I went home and I changed everything in my life. I bought new clothes. I got a new hairdo. I let the curls, my hair is very curly, and I had always worn it, like, at that time I was wearing it very short. And I just let it go, and I let it curl, and I changed the color, and my body became more curvaceous, and I got rid of all my living room furniture, and I made my living room into a temple, and I changed some of the colors I was wearing. Instead of wearing black all the time, I started wearing pink. I mean, I just saw it as I needed to fem myself up. And that if I did that, eventually it would, you know, it would seep through the pores and it would go on a much deeper level, which it has. I mean, I can still take charge of anything in life, and I can still, you know, do all my male things. I didn't lose them. I just developed skills in the feminine. I developed skills of being more quiet. I developed skills of dressing more, you know, femmy, and having goddess clothes, and, you know, things I just never thought of before. I wore suits, you know?
The goddess was awakened within you in that puja.
Yeah, and never has gone away. Never has gone away. Don't want it to go away. You know, just, I'm like so much happier. I pinch myself every day. I go, how did you get this life? How did this happen? You know, how did I have this radio?
The goddess was alive within you, except dormant, and when awakened. That's really a great example of this male-female awakening inside and balancing we were talking about. And I would ask you the question, if you can feel the Shakti energy, the feminine goddess energy in your body since that time like never before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's shifted everything. It shifted every single thing in my life. It shifted how I care for myself. It shifted how I work and connect with people. It shifted, I'm much more abundant, by the way. You know, it's not like it took away any manifestation. I'm still an enormous manifester, and right now in my life I have to say that I'm more abundant than ever in every single way. And I didn't, like, it's not like I gave anything up. I just received just what we were talking about a little bit earlier. I just keep receiving. So
that's really, really glorious. and you know, since our little theme here is what might new people into Tantra bump into or resist or resent, I think it's important to look at the guy's point of view, because guys assume by this feminine goddess awakening that we're talking about is that they're going to lose all power. And I want all the guys out there to know that is the last thing we're going to advocate. We want the goddess to blossom as the male energy becomes more centered, stronger, more vibrant, more alive, more spiritual, more conscious. So the balance happens on both ends.
Absolutely.
And I'm just wondering if an example from the oral sex part of my new book might be a really good practical way to put that in perspective.
Yes, actually, I wanted to let you know we're kind of winding towards the end of the show. And
okay.
So, and I wanted to know if you had any kind of practice that you wanted to give people as the takeout portion. We don't always have takeout. Like, we always have an appetizer, and then we always have the main dish, you know, and you're the main dish today. And then if you have an exercise that you'd like to give people from this wonderful, exciting book of yours, that would be the Tantra Takeout. So, sure, let's go.
Well, let's take an area that is charged and not always harmonious. Oral sex for women. Or as we might say in Tantra, how to revere a yoni by kissing. And kissing a yoni requires a high degree of sensitivity to tune into the woman's energy and what she likes in what specific part of her yoni. And not to make love to her yoni with your mouth the way that a guy loves his cock addressed by a woman's mouth. A blowjob is nowhere near what revering a yoni with a mouth is, as I guess you would know better than me, wouldn't you, Lori?
Yes, I do.
So the practice that I would recommend to guys or couples interested in this tantra path, this dance of the Shiva Shakti energies, is go slow and admire the sacred geography. Feel, even ask, don't be afraid to stop and shift and talk for a moment. But more than anything, tune into where she's responding. Now, this may sound totally selfless, totally that the guy is a follower when he's kissing yoni, but this is really what I wanted to throw in to bolster the contribution that a strong, powerful male lover has. When you get the green light from her body, from her yoni, or especially from her clio, our tantric name for clitoris, which is the most sensitive part in any human body, male or female, because of the 8,000 nerve endings in that little teeny head, you got to be really right on the way you approach and touch and lick and caress and ultimately, but long down the road, suck Cleo. And that can only be done well by strong male energy. So how does this work? I say follow her energy, and then how does the male energy come in? This is the real key to the balancing of male and female. You get the green light to do something, and you do it in your own innovative, creative, masculine, lusty way, as long as the light's green. But women shift. They like variety, right? Things don't stay the same for long.
Not very long.
Until they're on the peak and they want you to push them over. And then you see the light gets yellow and starts to turn to red, and a guy goes back into the listening mode, experiments, teases, tantalizes, finds something else that she wants right now that her body tells you by the way she moves or pulses or engorges. And that is the dance back and forth of male and female. She gives you a green light, and you go for it in your own unique male way, only for as long as she's receiving it.
That's beautiful. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much for that gift. It was a real turn-on, too.
Wonderful.
It was really
cybersex.
Yeah. So, everybody, you can reach Samraj. You can write to him, Samraj, at tantra@tahoe.com. And I'm going to spell it out so you don't confuse the at sign that you put in between email addresses. You spell Samraj, S-O-M-R-A-J, at, that little at sign, Tantra, A-T, Tahoe, tantra@tahoe.com.
And Lori, yeah. I introduced our other website goes to the same place, tantratahoe.com, just for that reason, so that you can go to either one and you'll find our website.
Oh, that's great. You know, I thought I had it as a misprint, so I'm so glad that you clarified that. So you can reach them at tantratahoe.com,
exactly.
And I recommend that you do. You'll find out lots of other things, and you'll get some great information about all these e-books. So, Maharaj, thank you so much for being my guest today on Tantra Cafe.
My pleasure.
I totally appreciate you, and it's been my pleasure interviewing you.
Thanks.
Okay.
It's been a great day.
Wonderful. So for today, I'm saying namaste from Tantra Cafe. Looking forward to having you listeners on the show again next time. Much love.